Shalom, this is Billy Brim, coming to you from Israel, still at Yam HaMelech, the Salt Sea. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, good afternoon to you and good morning to everybody here. Praise the Lord, I'm here.
Yes. You know, Brother Max, I cannot see the mountains of Moab, which is present-day Jordan, because there's so much heat here today. And the air is very hazy. You can almost see the waters evaporating out of the Salt Sea. But praise the Lord, it's good to be here with you. And did you have anything you wanted to say, Brother Max?
Actually, just one announcement here quick, that Brenda and Tony will be with us this Saturday in downtown Minneapolis. We are not going to have Sunday service this weekend. We will have Saturday night service at 6:30 p.m. So Brenda and Tony, myself, and Quinn will be here, and I believe we are going to be in a prayer on Saturday night right from downtown Minneapolis. So join us. It's 627 12th Avenue South, Minneapolis. We have free parking. Go to the website. You'll find us. We're happy to have Tony and Brenda. Yes, praise the Lord.
Good. Okay, praise the Lord. I'm sure they can find out how they could watch it because you will have it live streamed, right?
Yes, yes. It will be on YouTube. It will be on our Facebook, Yeshua Love Heals Facebook page. Yeah, okay. And it will be on our archive later on.
Good, good. Yeah. We have all these ways today to find these things. One of the things that I wanted to say here at the beginning, I've been hearing about the tornadoes in Iowa, and I know we have someone from Sioux City, Iowa, on the line. I heard another person from Iowa on the line. And, of course, we want to pray for those that have been affected. And the tornadoes are, as I see, they're sweeping across the country. The thing to do about tornadoes and wicked weather is use your authority. Growing up and living a long time in Oklahoma, I have actually seen them lift their tails up and go into the sky. My son Chip has a wonderful testimony that's on YouTube, and it was a leap year in Branson. It was actually the very day of the leap year, and what he did and how a tornado hit everybody all around him and the miracle. Actually, it wasn't a miracle. A miracle is it? Well, in a way, a miracle is divine intervention in the ordinary course of nature. So that was divine intervention, but it was through a man. It was through Candace and Chip. So you might want to watch that to encourage your faith about what to do. Now, of course, I'm here in Israel and very much knowing what's happening in the earth from Israel's point of view. And I want to announce also that I'm going to be talking and addressing what happened with the helicopter crash in which the president and foreign minister of Iran were killed. I am talking about that. I've already done the interview with Hannah, and it's going to be on her Hannah Brim Facebook. And she's going to post it tomorrow, Thursday, at 6 p.m. Central Time. You probably can see it somewhere else. I did announce this on my webpage on the blog, and I'm sure that other places you can see it, but for sure, Hannah Brim, Facebook, and probably other places from Billy Brim Ministries. Now, what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about what the Lord, I'm sure a lot of you have already considered this. You have already seen that the Lord said to us just last week in the morning, it is me who changes and removes. You are to listen. And then he gave us Daniel 2, 21 through 30, which begins, it is he who changes times and seasons, who removes kings and sets up kings. A king, a very evil, probably one of the worst, most evil kings, and the whole earth has been removed since last week when we prayed. Now, Raisi, he was known as the butcher of Tehran. He had to do a lot with thousands and thousands of political prisoners. He put a death squad out and had death quick judges, quick trials, and condemned them to death, and thousands were hanged, were killed. And then when he was elected as president, he immediately pressured and put into effect the pressure of the Sharia law against women and how they dressed. And so young women have been killed. Horrible things have happened. And today in the Jerusalem Post, there's a headline, "Did Raisi's outreach pave the way to October 7? And it ends, this is the last paragraph, "Not all will be known for many years, but it's been explaining the things that Raisi has been doing and putting into effect to come to the tragedy of October 7, when Israel was, of course, invaded along the Gaza Strip by the terrorists." So this ends with, "Not all will be known for many years, but Raisi, along with his administration, were central in laying the groundwork for October 7th. Now, God spoke to us. I can't say for sure that this is a judgment of God, but it bears the earmarks of a judgment called for in Psalm 83. In the New American Standard, it has a heading, and I don't always like the headings that they put over the scriptures that men put there, but this one's pretty good. "God implored to confound his enemies." And it is a prayer that God will confound his enemies. Now, it speaks of, some people think that this is a war that has a beginning and an ending. I don't, because actually the nations that were named here, they did have conspiracies in the past, but none of them are Iran. So, but what I think is here, that through the ages and through Satan behind all of these, the same spirit that was behind these conspiracy of nations is also working today. This is a war, an ongoing war. And so they are calling out, the psalmist is calling out for God not to be silent. So I'm going to read it here from the New American Standard. "O God, do not remain quiet. Do not be silent. And O God, do not be still. For behold, your enemies make an uproar, and those who hate you," they hate God, "have exalted themselves. They make shrewd plans or crafty plans against your people and conspire together against your treasured ones. They have said," now listen what they said, "come and let us wipe them out as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more." They're calling for the genocide, the wiping out of the nation of Israel. Just recently in the Netherlands, and we have our Netherlands prayer partner on the line, I heard the voice. The Netherlands has made it a law that chanting or saying "from the river to the sea" is a call for genocide, and it is going to be punishable. I want you to know people in Israel are thankful for that Netherlands stand. It is calling for genocide, because from the river of Jordan to the sea, what's between there is present-day Israel. So it's calling for genocide. Now, another thing that happened is Norway, Ireland, and Spain have recognized a Palestinian state, which calls for a genocide of Israel. So you see nations lining up. We are definitely at the time in history. We are very near. There's a time when the Jews, and the Bible says the footsteps of Messiah, that means you can almost hear his footsteps. He's coming. He's even at the door, you're told. And so what's happening here is a judgment of the nations. I'm going to be speaking 1 week from today at the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, and I'm going to take as my subject the judgment of the nations. We see it. We see them lining up. Who's on the Lord's side? The international courts is calling for the arrest of Netanyahu and tried at The Hague and others. But the real court is the heavenly court. And it's really being kept, what they're doing and lining up. There's still time to repent for any nation. Now, I'm going to tell you what Sister Wilkerson said, not what I said, what she said, and I heard her say it years ago. Spain will never know a move of God. Now, that doesn't mean that Spain won't have pockets of revival, pockets of movement, but I think she said that. Probably the Holy Ghost told her that, but it could be based on the fact of the Spanish Inquisition. Any nation can repent and change, just like any man can repent and change. But now I'm going to go down to the end of this, where it is saying, in a way it says, repeat history. Lord, this is what you did to some of the others who attacked us. Now, those who said, let us possess for ourselves the pastures of God. Now, this is the prayer it calls for. Oh, my God, make them like the whirling dust, like chaff before the wind, like fire that burns the forest, and like a flame that sets the mountains on fire. So pursue them with your tempest or your storm. Terrify them with your storm. Fill their faces with dishonor that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and dismayed forever. Let them be humiliated and perish. And then it says that they may know that you alone, whose name is Jehovah, are the Most High over all the earth. The thing about that helicopter crash that makes me think, I'm not saying to you that God said to me, but I, from an educated, a little bit, you know, having watched many, many years, these prophetic things, I do see that it meets the criteria of Psalm 83. It was a storm. It was a heavy fog. It crashed in the mountains and burned. If you've seen pictures of it, it burned a swath through those mountains and through the trees in that forest, like fire that burns the forest. Another thing about it is it wasn't a hit job by anyone else. It wasn't Israel that did it. So could be. That's what I'm saying. And we'll talk some more about it on Hannah's interview. But right now, praise the Lord, all the signs of his coming are here. And of course, the Lord said very plain and clear, are you ready? Oh, my Father. My Father, my Father, my Father. And he even pointed it out to me personally. Are you ready for the things that's coming? Are you ready for the revelation? He spoke to us about revelations and the book of Revelations and the voice of the seven thunders. And this is a magnificent time, a wonderful time. But it's kind of like for a while here now. It's the best of times and the worst of times. Judgments are in the earth, but oh glory, the future is as bright as God can make it. And I'm just thankful to the Lord, thankful for each one of you, thankful that you're on the line, thankful that you're praying, and thankful that when we begin our prayer, you're going to be praying. You're not going to be just listening or put the phone down and wait until the interpretation comes, but you're going to be one of the saints in prayer. God told us he will be revealing to us things to come. Oh, Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. O manaka kaletata, wajeta haloko bebe tanya neko uloko papa. Ifranto leho tocha, washivita wadaba. Ibedido unchundiloko karatiti, omni neko fra. Isho tutu ko opeleka, makoroko to onji liko uloko pa. Sino no nombre que le cae, mato, 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 magalita. Kuribanyo noho de kaparo kanya nikohole. Ishandele korame nikai. Igala kombrevre dashkonya negoro kopaka. Eto anya nahala ala delehitaka. Ishana nondia. Akalahalika kalagongali kapra. Ido gore mina kwea. Ishato tutoko hubila. Ishato kohole kapapaka anya. Garadidor go ombre ka ale ka kapra ale kondre ke tika franje e je ne ko to dobre ka teko ole ka franje ne ko ole ka pito ka fika tere enje. A si teko ore petanje ta ka ale ka kopre. E se ne ne ko ore ka paia, ne ko ole ka pinjo, ne ko ole ka pai. Me te na don to ho shakje goro go ho pa. Me jina kora mana ki to ta kotya pora go do shatya da do shatya na. E shatu to ko be kala ka ya na ko lo kapito to ko pahala. Me ko to ko paha, me ko to ko pa. Me to to ko be kapra ha fraki ka ya na ko lo kapi. Ma to do shke. Matora doshki vrete shonde le kohole ka brete franyo na kohole ka bakalai la halakaya na angolo godombe ka toto go oche. Isanye na kohole ka pitio na kobre vre e jandolo ko brapia ka taga halai. Ibele toa makoro ko donye me kalaka kaya atata go oche de ka aya. Ma na kohole ke brete li icha. Ishanta do kohole ka preto do kohole ke sanya do kohole ka papa. Ishana kora mana kohole ke prakata ne do kohole ke prakata ko ochi. Ishana nu ne do kohole te ba. Na toto do go ochi e te do kohora mana. Na ko prakati ka amye. Isata do kohole ke brala kaya na kahana kaka. Kabida gavia na na nombre ka prakanto ochi da ga ala ka prikto to 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 o chana ka ya na kala ka ka pa kala ka papi. Isha to o prati frakanga li to langa mi to la koro patati da go onji de go tashka. Isha nye na kora manaka karaka da ale kembre he frato to to go go sheke de go tashka. Mitanyo. Mere to do 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 shabita shabita shabitai. So kala mafra tinyo no kohore betenye no kohore kappa. Ijene makahala kaya na kahala kangara kada shakya no no kokre kede katanchet koto shakya. Ikala kafra hala kaya na kohole kobre prato shande de konto shakya na. Ishe tuto kohore ko prakata ka frata na ko oli petiana na no 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 janda. Itale kai ma koro ko pra randali ko hojete ne ka kape kata ko oche ne ka dape. Pris ko to mra kare ko hori ka pari a tonto to ko hojete ne ko hori ma hoche ma tuta ma tuta ma tuta. Ibili chua ma koro ko to hojante e ka lo ko hori ka pa. Iso nyana koho peka la tata apre. Pechala kahala kompre kato oshek tere koho da kaprai. Kifra halogia. Kifra halogia mara. Kifra la koga anyele go brevre de la gondiande de go toshke tibra kala kakange. Pitua shanana nombre. Kuitit kopa apetele pe eliata. Kavila kohra manai kato ko oche de goto ho shakya de goto ho shakyene. Ike de go pra ko sho to to go ho shakya de goto ho shakya de goto vre pekanya. Mi to lo pro ho frey de le go horo kompe de ko horo ka papi la tish ko doche de goto ka na ki ka ta ka hala ka para tenye. Isha to ho topi ka frito no kopi ka franye ni kora. Pivri hi tiano no kohole kashka ta chata kotoshki di brakale kovronye ni koro manai. And Lord, while we're praying with our understanding, we just have to lift up the nations. We just have to lift up our own dear nation, Father. our own dear nation. Dear God, we want to follow you. And Father, we need some leaders that want to follow you and that you can influence them. They will move according to your plan. I so believe, Lord, there's another great outpouring, another great harvest. You spoke to us about the harvest last week and the time of the harvest. And you told us about your timing. And even the harvest time in Israel is according to God's timing. And so we believe it's time for the harvest, Lord. And we ask you in the name above all names to give us godly leaders, leaders that will hear you and do what you say. We do have an election coming up, and we pray for it to be kept legal and constitutionally, Lord. Remind your people to take their authority over their own areas regarding the elections in the United States of America. Father, we worship you. Father, we praise you. Father, we love you. Father, we adore you. And we're just so glad that you gave us this assignment and that you let us have the interpretation, because you said, I am revealing to you what is yet to come through all the saints in prayer. I thank you for the saints who prayed today, and lift them up, dear Holy Father, to your blessing, my Jesus, and to your blessing. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Eager to hear today the interpretation. So eager.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Jesus. John 5:17. John 5:17. Next line is underlined. I am with you. I am with you.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Next line is Psalm 91:15. Psalm 91:15. Next line, I am the one who is doing the work. And you are to pray. I'm the one who is doing the work, and you are to pray. It shall be my glory over the nations. You just prayed for the nations. It shall be my glory over the nations. Shall be my glory over the nations with an S. Thank you, Jesus. Next line. 1 Timothy 3:16. 1 Timothy 3:16. 1:6. In your prayer, next line, in your prayer with my prophet and friend. Yeah, that's the line. In your prayer with my prophet and friend. In your prayer with my prophet and friend, next line. I will give you all, A-L-L, when you seek me. I will give you all when you seek me. Matthew 6:3. Matthew 6:3. First Timothy 6:6. First Timothy 6:6. Next line. You will know and see what yet to come, and you have been told by your prayer. Okay, I'll read it again. You will know and see what yet to come, and you have been told by your prayer. You will know and see what yet to come, and you have been told by your prayer. First Corinthians 13:1-3, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 13:12. Next line. Understand my timing for you. Understand my timing for you. Understand my timing for you. Second Peter 3, verse 8. Second Peter 3:8. Another Second Peter 3:18. Second Peter 3:8, and then he gave us Second Peter 3:18. Ephesians 3:9. Ephesians 3:9. This line is underlined. No fear from the unseen church. No fear from the unseen church. No fear from the unseen church. Underline the whole line. No fear from the unseen. Psalm 23, verse 4. I thought it's 9, but look at 4. Psalm 23, verse 4. Next line. So Psalm 23:4, next line. You are to see what I am doing. They shall reap. Yeah, that's reap. R-E-A-P. You are to see what I am doing. They shall reap. You are to see what I am doing. They shall reap. Next line is Galatians, start with a G, 6, verse 7. Galatians 6, 7. Next line. No one of the five nations know my limit. I am Jesus, your God. Okay, so I am Jesus, your God is underlined. I'll read the whole line again. part of it is underlined. No one of the five nations know my limit. This part is underlined. I am Jesus, your God. No one of the five nations know my limit. And this part is underlined, I am Jesus, your God. Job 11:17. The book of Job, chapter 11, verse 17. Isaiah 14:1-4, verse 24. Isaiah 14:24. Let's just plead the blood of Jesus over this ambulance right now. Isaiah 14:24. Next line. This one is underlined. Together, today, now. Together, today, now. And it's underlined. Together today, now is underlined. Next line. Stand together today and pray for my land and your nation and never give up. Okay, I'll read it again. So the first line was together today, now, and it's underlined. Now the line below it is, stand together today and pray for my land and your nation and never give up. Stand together today.
Hallelujah.
And pray for my land and your nation and never give up. Okay, praise the Lord. Philippians 2:4. Philippians 2:2-4. Romans 8:18. Romans 8:18. Next line. I am the God of Israel. This one is underlined. So I am the God of Israel is underlined. I am the God of Israel. Underline it. Next line is Isaiah 45:15. Isaiah 45:15. Next line. For you both. And my time, my plan, your hope come from me. Okay, I read it again. Word to word here. For you both and my time, my plan, your hope come from me. For you both and my time, my plan, your hope come from me. Thank you, Lord. I just love you, Jesus. And then he gave us Psalm 46:10.
36:10 or 46:10?
46:10. 46:10. Which he's
okay.
Given me more often, given to us more often.
Mm-hmm.
So Psalm 46:10. Psalm 91:9. Psalm 91, verse 9. He started with 91, all of us 15. All right, moving along. Psalm 91, 9. Next line is underlined. My words, church. My instruction to you. Yeah, that's the line. Underline the whole line. My words, church. My instruction to you. My words with an S, church. My instruction to you. Second Timothy 3, verses 16, 1, 6, and 17. Second Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20, 20 through 22. Next line. I am your Jesus. Oh, giant. Okay. I am your Jesus, not the giants. J-I-A-N-T-S, not the giants you are facing. I am your Jesus, not the giants you are facing. That's the line. I am your Jesus, not the giants you are facing. Then he gave us 2 Corinthians 10. Verses 4 and 5. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. Psalm 18, verse 2. Psalm 18, 1-8, verse 2. Next line. This one is underlined. Only with unity, only with unity, in prayer, you are to do it. That's the line. I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. Only with unity, in prayer, you are to do it. Only with unity in a prayer you are to do it. Romans 15, 1-5, verse 6. Romans 15, 6. Romans 15, 6. Philippians 2, verse 2. Philippians 2, 2. Next line, have my joy today, my joy in you all. Have my joy today, my joy in you all. Have my joy today, my joy in you all. Luke 15, 1-5, verse 10. Luke 15, 10. Then Nehemiah, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, Nehemiah 8, 10. Nehemiah 8:10. And then next line. Remember I am the God of this earth and the judge. That's a lot. Remember, I am the God of this earth and the judge. Remember, I am the God of this earth and the judge. Trust in me.
You know, I pulled up Psalm 83 to talk about that possibly what happened. And I happened to notice here that I'm looking at it, that the psalm right before it, and oftentimes these psalms are connected. The psalm right before it is Psalm 82. And the last verse says, "Arise, O God, judge the earth. For it is you who possesses all the nations." Very interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, if you've been reading my blogs, it begins with the word "kum."
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Okay, let me get situated here. And the first thing we have. Oh, I need to make an announcement, too, that we'll have the noon prayer at 15 minutes past the hour, phoning in. I'm saying it now because some people leave the line, have to go to work or whatever, but the noon prayer will be at 15 minutes past the hour. So he begins the interpretation today with everything underlined here, together, today, now. Stand together today and pray for my land. No, that's page two. I'm on page two. Excuse me. Keep me straight here. Okay?
Praise God. John 5,
All right. John 5:17. All right. John 5:17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working." Wow. And then the next line, underlined. Boy, there's a lot in that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to think he's not at work. Next line, "I am with you," underlined. And then Psalm 91:15. "When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him." That's the person who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, and he loves God and knows his name. I love that verse. All we have to do is call to him, he answers us. He's with us in trouble. Next, "I am the one who is doing the work, and you are to pray. It shall be my glory over the nations." 1 Timothy 3:16. "Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory." That's Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. "In your prayer with my prophet and friend, I will give you all when you seek me." Matthew 6:3. Matthew 6, 3 or 33?
6:3.
Okay. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. I'm kind of thinking, here's what 6:33 is, because it speaks of seeking him. I think maybe this might have been it. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That fits better.
Okay. Well, there's after the three. I couldn't make it up, so that's why I give it to you.
Yeah, it's probably, I'm sure that's what it is. It's Matthew 6:33, because he said, I am the one who is doing the work. Let me see, no. In your prayer with my prophet and friend, I will give you all when you seek me. And that's exactly what Matthew 6:33 says. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I'm for sure that's it.
I'll
and then we have first. It doesn't matter. I know that's it. My spirit tells me so. 1
okay.
Timothy 6:6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Isn't that a wonderful verse? Hallelujah. You will know and see what yet to come. And you have been told by your prayer. 1 Corinthians 13:12. For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. Now, that I like the King James on this. But the glass it's talking about is a mirror. And reading in the ESV, it's, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. You will know, he tells us. And I think he's telling us in this passage that he's telling us things in this prayer of what is yet to come. And, of course, remember, that's the assignment he gave us. And he said, I'm showing you things to come through all the saints in prayer. So, just like last week, we go back and see that he told us already. So I think that's what this is saying. You will know and see what yet to come. And you have been told by your prayer. And then 1 Corinthians 13:12. And now the next statement, understand my timing for you. 2 Peter 3:8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. And then 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Ephesians 3:9. And here it is in the King James. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Meditation.
Yes. And when he told us, you know, that 1,000 years is a day is 1,000 years, well, we know that we're at the end of the sixth day, and it's time. Next line. No fear from the unseen church, that's underlined. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You are to see what I am doing. They shall reap. Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. Now, he's used the word they there. You know, not you talking to us. I think this is talking about some judgments. No one of the five nations know my limit. I think this means they've never seen the fullness of him in his judgment. And then, I am Jesus your God, underlined. Job 11:17. Your life will be brighter than the noonday. Its darkness will be like the morning. And then Isaiah 14:24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. Hallelujah. You know for sure it's going to be what his purpose is. And we're to the end of that sixth day. Now we come to where I wanted to start at. Together, today, now, underlined. Stand together today and pray for my land and your nation and never give up. You know, there's a lot of people that like you to give up on America, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Philippians 2:4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. I'll read it in the New American. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us and in us.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Next line is underlined. I am the God of Israel. Isaiah 45:15. Truly, you are a God who hides himself O God of Israel, the Savior. If you went on down and you read, it would speak about some people that are going to go into confusion. And then it says, but Israel is saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. So these five nations and many people, they've never seen God. They've never seen him. He's hidden to them. But he's the God of Israel, and he is Israel's salvation, and he is at work. For you both, and my time, my plan, your hope, comes from me. Now, I believe this has to do with the nation of Israel and our own nation. They are the both.
Yes, I do too.
Psalm 46:10, which we all should know by now.
Yeah.
And for sure, this is what's going to happen. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Now that's for sure, for sure, for sure. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Psalm 91:9. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. Hallelujah. Next one is underlined, my words, church, my instruction to you. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is inspired by God, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word of God, that's our instruction right there. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Healing to all their flesh, or it can say medicine. Oh, hallelujah. That's one that I say quite often. The next line, I am your Jesus, not the giants you are facing. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Hallelujah. The next line is underlined. Only with unity in prayer are you, only with unity in prayer you are to do it. Romans 15:6. So that, this is the New American, with one accord, you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Hallelujah. You remember he told us last week to embrace, it's time to embrace, it's time to walk in unity and do these things that he's told us we can do in unity. And then Philippians 2:2. Fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And here it is in the New American. Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Hallelujah. That's right. That's it right there.
In unity.
Mm-hmm. And then he speaks of joy. Have my joy today.
Yeah.
My joy in you all. Luke 15:10. Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Wow.
Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified Classic. Then Ezra told them, he is the priest, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet drink, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. And be not grieved and depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. You know, I'm reading again, just finished it, The Authority of the Believer by Macmillan. And one of the ways the enemy will really try to get you is to get you depressed. So
Take
your authority and don't let him depress you, but walk in the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, I am the God of this earth and the judge. Trust in me. Hallelujah. He's at work. He's working. Our part is to pray, to believe, and be joyful. Understand his timing, not fearing the unseen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful words. Hallelujah. So if you've been moping around, get over it. Get up and jump around for joy. Bless the Lord. So I'm sure that they're going to be out at Prayer Mountain at noon. I haven't heard any different. And so, but we will we'll have our prayer call at 15 past the hour. Bless the Lord. Anything you want to add to that, Brother Max?
I would say meditate on the word today.
Yes.
Meditate on it. Praise the Lord.
Meditate it. God's at work. And we'll watch him. And we'll understand. when he says, understand my timing for you, I don't think it's so much an instruction as it is, I'm giving you the ability to understand. Understand.
Yeah.
I think he's opening our eyes now. He's revealing things to us in a greater way than we've seen ever before. Because he said here, I want you to see. You are to see what I am doing. They shall reap. So we watch God now, and we do the things he told us to do while we're watching him. And oh, my goodness, folks. Walk in love with each other in unity. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You have anything else you need to say, brother?
No. Praise God. We'll see you
at We've got our instructions. See you at 15 after the hour. Shalom, shalom. In the meantime, I'll be going down to dinner. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.